This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ben Nulli. Around 10 to 11% of Iowans worry about putting food on the dinner table. Addressing the issue of hunger in a place where you can't even throw a rock without hitting a corn or soybean field. More in a moment.
Are you 4-H grown? If you're a 4-H alumni, now's the time to step up and share your story about how 4-H helped you become the leader you are today. During the month of October, National 4-H Council is asking alumni to tell their personal stories of the positive role 4-H played in their lives. Use the hashtag 4HGrown and visit 4H.org/share to post your story and help spread the word of the great work 4-H is doing to help grow true leaders across the country.
Lisa Ethington is an assistant scientist in the Department of Economics at Iowa State University. She says around 10% of Iowans suffer from food insecurity.
That's a household where there is concern over the year about the ability to provide enough food for all of its members. And then in some cases, people actually have to reduce their food intake at times during the year because they can't get enough to eat for all of their family members.
Is there a specific area in Iowa where you're seeing, I guess, more of this being an issue?
Well, we can look at it two different ways. We've got a lot of areas in Iowa, counties, where there's comparatively high rates of food insecurity. And numerically, though, some of our larger counties like Polk and in the Council Bluffs and Waterloo and Cedar Rapids areas, numerically, we may have more people suffering from it. So it really raises a dilemma. Do we target areas with high rates or do we target areas with high numbers?
Looking at it as well, talk to me about, as far as demographic goes, where we're seeing kind of the most insecurity.
Probably the thing that's most coincident with food insecurity is a household or a family that's either in poverty or has incomes, you know, at below 185% of the poverty level. So income highly associated, but then we also see higher rates of it in certain types of households.
Lisa Lethington with Iowa State University, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hear more of this interview at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com.